The International Police Agency Interpol has focused in recent years on such issues as terrorism, drug trafficking and organised crime. Interpol's Secretary General, Ronald Noble, says the agency is now making financial crime, including corruption, a priority. At a three-day congress here in Bangkok on financial crime and internet fraud, Noble told why financial crime deserves such high-level attention.
Financial crime, though it receives far less attention from the media than violent crime, has a devastating impact on individuals, industries, governments, and societies. It is estimated by the World Bank that over $1 trillion is implicated in corruption each year.
Noble announced Tuesday that Interpol plans to set up an anti-corruption academy in Vienna as part of what he called a long, hard battle against bribery and other forms of graft. He says the academy is due to open in 2009. Akira Fujino is East Asia and the Pacific representative for the UN Office on Drugs and Crime, or UNODC. He says emphasis also has to be placed on the fight against threats to financial systems and institutions through the use of high technology.
We are dealing with a scenario where legal business activities and institutions, such as information technology, banking, financial markets and services, are increasingly exposed to criminals. This calls for a comprehensive response, including the banking industry, government institutions and law enforcement and criminal justice.
Fujino says Interpol and its 186 member countries are in a high-tech race with criminals.
If money is oxygen for terrorists, criminals and corrupt officials, how can we deprive them of it? We need synergies among experts. For example, in information technology, our networks have to be better than the networks of criminals.
The UNODC says Asia is making gains against another of the organization's main targets, money laundering. An official says 31 Asian nations have now signed on to the Asia-Pacific Group on Money Laundering and are committed to putting financial crime laws into place. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.